This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
There's a question that has to be asked.
What?
It has. I'm not overselling this. This has to be asked at 11:20. Seriously.
Is it about me?
It's not. I hope not. I hope not. Because there's something that's been going on with sports fans recently that I think absolutely should not happen. And it's happening way too often. And it has to do with attending games, which, by the way, I'm going to be at a game on Saturday in College Station between Texas and Alabama. So I'll be there.
Gig 'em.
And I am not going to do what a lot of you jamokes are doing. A lot of you might take offense to this. You should. And you should evaluate yourself. We'll talk about that at 11:15. 11:20. We got a couple giveaways as well. We're going to get you to the U of H game on Saturday. There's some big games in college football. U of H hosting Cincinnati, who, by the way, pretty good. Pretty good, that Cincinnati team. Their only loss was to Ohio State, but who doesn't lose to Ohio State? We're going to get you that game. Also, Fleming's, one of my favorite restaurants. I actually live right next to it. It's within walking distance. So might rig that and win it for myself. So sorry to all the listeners there. We'll keep you updated on that. But the question that needs to be asked at 11:15. But, of course, the biggest news of the day in H-Town, biggest news in sports today, Houston Astros, Game 5 against the Rays, win-or-go-home game, Gerrit Cole on the mound, best lineup in baseball, has been non-existent four games in. John Lopez, how are you feeling heading into this game? Where's your confidence at? I want a number 1 to 10.
Oh, number 1 to 10? What did I say yesterday? 6.5? I'm going to go up to 7.5 on this thing. Feeling a little better today than I did yesterday, but there's always that what if. We saw what if yesterday. We saw what if in two games yesterday. That doesn't necessarily mean it's going to happen in the Astros game because both road teams won yesterday in the National League, but It illustrates what my big concern has always been about five-game series, and that's that they're five-game series, that you don't get a true test of the depth and talent of which team is better as well as you do in a seven-game series. You just don't. So I think it's going to be the Astros winning this game, but, I'm very, very cautious about seeing a Cardinals kind of thing going on here and a big explosion of runs early.
They're not going to get blown out by the Rays.
No. I'm talking about the Astros blowing, you know, either way. Either team taking a big lead. I think it's going to come down to the 7th, 8th, 9th inning, and then, oh boy, there's the Astros bullpen, which we talked about earlier. The biggest three names on the bullpen have the worst ERA in this series.
Except Will Harris.
Will Harris should be the go-to guy in the 8th inning.
See, this is just me. I feel like Will Harris is due for a bad outing.
Really?
Yes, man. That's just how I'm looking at this. I think Ryan Pressly in the 8th inning needs to have the 8th, and then you got to go Osuna in the 9th. And I'm not sitting here saying your fingernail size might not decrease as you're watching that, but to me, it's got to be Pressly, Osuna. Will Harris, 7th inning, or if, you know, someone gets in trouble early. Let's say that Cole gets in trouble in the 5th. Bring in Will Harris. Have him get you out of trouble like he's done twice in this series. But I just feel like he's due for a bad inning. That could be me just anticipating the worst because the nerves start to pile up when you're 7 hours away from an elimination game. But that's just where I sit. But what I think, John, is I think that the bats are going to explode. I think it's going to be an absolute eruption of wood to baseball out there at the juice box. I think the train is going to run out of gas. I think that the beer might sell out because people are just going to be celebrating.
I don't think that's going to be a problem.
Jim Crane does a good job of stocking that up. But I think this offense is going to erupt to the point where the over-under on Astros runs right now is 4.5. Give me the over. Give me the over, and give me the over by the 6th inning. I think the Astros have 5 runs by the 6th inning. This lineup is going to blow the F up. They've been in this situation. You know?
Right.
Something has to be said for as fluky as game fives are.
100% right.
As fluky as winner go home games are,
yeah.
The Astros have been in this situation. And I don't care if it's a game seven, I don't care if it's a game five. Gerrit Cole is the guy I want on the mound in this situation.
It's more.
This is the situation that you want if you're an Astros fan. And oh, by the way, you're going to be at home in front of some of the most electric fans in baseball. This is exactly what you ask for. This is what you sign up for. If you're a baseball player and you're not excited about this situation, then that's a serious problem. And I know how the Astros are built. They're built like a team that wants that smoke, and they're going to go out there and they're going to erupt offensively.
I don't know about the eruption offensively, but I will say this. I've always subscribed to the theory of you have to be there a couple times before you know what it takes to win there. It happens more in the NBA. You know, you see teams go to the conference finals and lose maybe once or twice before they can win a championship because it's so hard to learn. You do have to learn how to win in those environments, in those situations. It also happens in baseball. So I do think, while I don't think it's going to be an eruption of runs, I do think this is going to be a classic Astros win tonight. It might
what
be.
What does that mean?
I'm about to explain.
Figgy, hit the bell.
No. I'm about to explain. Just settle down. No ketchup on tamales. Look.
I think. Why don't you just say white boy?
White boy? You put ketchup on crackers? Just kidding. Okay, a classic Astros win is this. Even if it's a nail-biter through 3-4 innings, you know, maybe five, there will be an eruption of runs in one inning, maybe three runs, you know, maybe four runs. You're going to get a crooked number on the board. And that's what this Astros offense does. You can keep them at bay, and then they're just too good. I think that's what's going to happen. The only hesitance I have is what you talked about with, you know, with the total eruption of runs. Rays pitchers have had a lot of success challenging these Astros batters, and I'm stunned by it. They're just pumping fastballs into the corners, and sometimes they get away with some over the plate, but they're just pumping fastballs at these guys. Nobody gets away with that, but the Rays pitching staff, maybe not at the top end at the starters, but the overall pitching staff is just better. It's really, really good. And so they have the confidence that if one guy doesn't have it, pumping fastballs, challenging hitters, then the next guy's going to come in and get it done. And then there's the back end of the Astros rotation. If you weren't listening earlier, this is where you might want to sit up in your chair and cross your fingers and toes, because the three of the four biggest names in the Astros rotation, including the closer, Roberto Osuna's appeared in two games and has a 5.4 ERA. Wade Miley has appeared in a game and has a 6.75 ERA. Ryan Pressly has appeared in two games and has an 18 ERA.
Jeez.
So your go-to guys outside of Will Harris are not playing well. They're not pitching well.
And the biggest question heading into this game tonight, Landry Locker, John Lopez live at the Houston Open, about 7 hours away from the Astros versus Rays game five, is when Gerrit Cole is done. Like, let's say Gerrit Cole goes 5 2/3 or something like that, and you need to bring someone in. Could we see Justin Verlander? Could we see Zach Greinke? AJ Hinch was asked, who's the first guy out of the pen? Who's available? And this is what the Astros skipper had to say.
It is all hands on deck for a reason this time of year, so I would expect so, but you know, I don't know about JV. I haven't talked to Zach yet about where he will be. But nobody really comes to my office the day of elimination games and says, hey, by the way, if you can avoid me, I need a day of rest. That's not how it works.
That is not how it works. Works both ways, too. We're going to see Charlie Morton tonight. Book it.
Don't say that.
Book it.
Shut your mouth, John.
Book it. It's an absolute.
No.
You're going to see Blake Snell, who's been impressive.
I'm fine with that.
He was impressive last night.
Bring that on.
He was pretty dang good.
I want a piece of that snow.
And you're going to see Charlie Morton. Charlie freaking Morton.
That would be mean of the Rays to do that. I think we could see Zach Greinke today.
Oh, really?
I do.
But he's the game one starter if they win.
Well, I mean, he could still start. It could just be
they start Saturday.
I know, but I mean, I think
you're talking about one batter
or
one batter.
I mean, I think if Gerrit Cole struggles in the sixth or something, I think we could see some Greinke.
Is this his throwing day? Because if it's his throwing day, you're probably going to be right.
This typically is your throwing day. It's either yesterday or today.
Yeah. And for those who don't know, in between starts, starting pitchers tend to have a day where they'll throw, what, you were a pitcher, what, 40, 45 pitches just to get the arm loose again?
Yeah, it was usually 2 days before for me, but
yeah.
It wasn't anything. I mean, but I'm not Zach Greinke. Yeah.
So let's say his throwing day is today and they play Saturday if they win. You know what? I think you're right. I think you might. They told him don't throw today. Just be ready in case we need you for a batter or an inning.
No, I don't know if that's a good thing, honestly, after what we saw from Greinke. But I think it's a possibility. And if Cole gets in trouble, we could see that as well. The flukiness of Game 5s in Division Series, home team is 11-20. And a lot of people are like, well, why the hell is that? I honestly think it's just because baseball players are creatures of habit. Mm-hmm. And more times than not, whenever the home team has home field in Game 5, it means that they probably knew that they were going to have home field before the team that was on the road. So just like Zach Greinke, he had to go, 10 days between starts?
Yeah.
So you saw him go out there and struggle, and then a lot of times you're saving the rotation, so a guy will skip his start, and you see the rotation just get thrown off. And a lot of times I think these creatures of habit, baseball players, you get them just out of that routine just a little bit, and next thing you know, boom. Mm-hmm. Road team's winning those games. Road team one game below 500, by the way. The wild card team since this 4 month started in 2012. So I don't want to say the odds are against the Astros because they are the favorites, but the road teams in these situations have thrived. And there is more Astros gear out here than you can imagine. Everybody is wearing Astros.
Well, we should also mention the Houston Open now is run by Jim Crane, so the whole logo is turned into Astros colors.
No, the souvenir shop out here mm-hmm. is ridiculously nice.
It's really nice.
Yeah, I'm a huge
you could,
fan of
you got a couple of shirts for yourself and Figgy.
Yeah, I got Figgy a shirt. I got myself a shirt. I still gotta probably get another shirt to make up for you at the Super Bowl spotting me. But
and it's got know. And it's got Astros colors on it, so it's pretty good tie-in.
It's
all
got
together.
The area code. I got Figgy the 713 area code. I'm trying to get Figgy to become a little bit more of a Texan, you know what I'm saying? I might try to.
He's getting there.
Yeah, you know. Next, I'm going to get him on the way. Figgy, I'm going to get you this shirt on Monday because we're going to be out here again tomorrow. I'm going to get you a can of snuff. So that's the next step. We got you rocking the Astro stuff, but I'm going to get my man Figgy a can of snuff, and he's going to be dipping before we know it. Landry Locker, John Lopez in the loop. Sports Radio 610. Astros tonight. Texans 3 days away. Sandwiched between that, a great day in college football in the Lone Star State. I'm going to be attending Kyle Field for a football game for the first time in my entire life.
Atta baby.
And in the spirit of that, in the spirit of me attending that game, I've got to ask a question that needs to be asked. This needs to be addressed because too many of you sports fans are doing this, and I think it's absolutely ridiculous. I'll tell you what it is next.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.